everybody. Welcome to the Wiki Wack. Please enjoy the podcast. Thank you.
Welcome to the Wiki Wack. Wiki Wack.
Yeah, I'm going to let you sing all that because you got a lot more confidence than I do.
Wickety, wickety, wickety whack. A wickety, wicked, 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 wicked. You should try that. Do the wickety, wicked, wicked, wickety. God, that's hard.
Wickety, 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 whack.
Wickety, 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 whack.
Wickety, 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 whack.
Your face was like scrunched out. Wickety, 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 whack.
You gotta do what you gotta do to get the words out.
Well, welcome to the Wickety Whack, where we dive into the realms. Realms of Wikipedia. Well, you will learn anything and everything about what we are going to talk about. You're going to love it so much. You're just going to be sitting back, relaxing, loving the show. And then you might just fall asleep to our beautiful voices. And you're going to be like, ooh, Lucas and Bridget, you're so lovely and sexy.
You're getting a little out of hand.
A little bit, but what's the topic going to be about today?
Well, you know, we've already talked about Dale, Indiana.
Dale, Indiana, yep.
And, because that's where I'm from.
Okay.
So, I thought today, maybe we could talk about my first job.
Your first job.
The first place I ever worked.
Please don't say the coroner.
No. Took me a second to get that reference. I'm like, what are you talking about? You saying I got in trouble a lot? Like, what? Anyways, today... our first topic, our only topic, it might be our first. I don't know where we're going to go with this, because you never know where we're going to go in this.
In the wiki whack.
Whack. But today's topic is Holiday World and Splash and Safari. Voted number one for family fun.
Whoo, yeah. And this podcast was voted number one for family fun. Because me and Bridget voted just now. We both said number one for family fun.
We both gave it two thumbs up.
Woohoo! We're not going to ask anybody else, just us.
This is the best podcast, and you want to know what the best like vlog ever is? Like the best, what you can watch on YouTube?
Nope.
Fun with Flags.
Oh my god.
Number one for fun. Not sure about family fun, but number one for fun. Do you know where Holiday World is located?
Yeah. Okay. Ho, ho, ho!
Yep.
Merry Christmas.
You got that right.
Santa Claus, Indiana, baby.
Yes, sir. Do you know what the coordinates are?
Yeah. 366.44. Am I close?
No.
Oh, okay.
38.119 degrees north and 89.916 degrees west.
That is literally pointless information for me. Yeah. Appreciate it.
No problem. I've just never really seen Wikipedia give you coordinates for anything before, so I felt like maybe people would like to know that in case they wanted to write it down in a book.
Well, next time that I'm, like, flying an airplane and I need pretty exact coordinates, I'll Wikipedia it.
That will work, maybe. The owners, Lori Cook, who owns 60%, and Dan Cook, who owns 40%.
Lori and Dan.
Yes.
Not Dane Cook.
Who?
Dane Cook?
No, it's not Dane Cook. It's Dan. Lori is a very nice lady. It opened on August 3rd, 1946. And the original name was Santa Claus Land.
Makes sense. Because it was in Santa Claus, Indiana, correct?
Yes. And at the time, it was all Christmas. When it first opened, it was because it's Holiday World.
Mm-hmm.
So it's based off of holidays. It's a theme park. And at that point, it was based completely on Christmas.
Well, that's probably a good idea. You probably can only do so much when you base everything off Christmas.
Yeah.
You probably have ho, 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 climb aboard. And then you probably have the sled ride. Then you probably have snowball fight land.
The original rides I can remember, there's the train that goes around and tells.
Yeah, you have to have a train.
Fairy tales or
Christmas.
Whatever. Not fairy tales, but are they fairy tales? I don't know.
Probably.
Like Mother Goose.
Yeah, those rhymes. Are fairy tales. Nursery rhymes.
Nursery rhymes. And then there's a couple other originals. I can't remember if Paul Revere's Midnight Ride was original. Probably not. I don't think they have that anymore. I think they took it down. There's a couple originals that were up until just recently, but they finally took those down because the maintenance was too much. they broke down a lot and stuff, and they weren't open very much in the seasons.
Well, I mean, if you make it to 1940.
Yeah. But the train is still there, which you know because we've been on it.
Yes. And they do the exact same thing.
Every time.
Tell you about the nursery things.
Every time.
And the mother goose goes, goose, goose, goose.
They do not say that.
And here comes little Pipe the Peter. Whoa.
Little Peter Piper.
Pipe the Peter.
Anyways, we're going to get away from that. Real quick. There's 51 total rides.
51 total rides. If there's 51 people there, each get one ride.
Yes. There are 5 roller coasters.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's pretty lame. Number one for family boring.
There are 23 water rides.
Ooh, I don't care about water rides, though.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
What if I want to go there for roller coasters, though?
There's 5.
God, that doesn't sound great.
It was changed to Holiday World in 1984. So from 46 to 84, it was Santa Claus Land. It's a combination theme park.
I think people still probably call it Santa Claus Land.
Oh, yeah. You hear that all the time. I think until the generation, like our parents' generation, when they die out, maybe Santa Claus Land will finally die out. There's people that live back home and still call it Santa Claus Land. But it's a combination theme park and water park located in Santa Claus, Indiana. Theme park is divided into 4 sections that celebrate Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and the 4th of July. With rides, live entertainment, games, and attractions.
Hold on. The 4 holidays they celebrate are Christmas, Halloween,
Thanksgiving,
and 4th of July.
Yeah. It used, for a long time, it was just Christmas, Halloween, and 4th of July. Thanksgiving was added in like 2005 or 6.
Where's Easter?
They don't have that yet. It was a huge deal when they were adding a new holiday.
Why?
They had a huge like unveiling party and everything. It was a huge event to unveil.
Which one was it? Thanksgiving. So what kind of rides are in Thanksgiving Land?
The Voyage. That was the biggest roller coaster they were doing at the time, which now the Thunderbird has surpassed that. But the Voyage, I think, is like the largest wooden roller coaster in the world. It was at one point. I don't know if it still is, if it's been surpassed. That was in Thanksgiving. And they have one of those, like the teacups at Disney World, but they have them with their turkeys. And then they have a turkey hunting ride, which...
I remember that. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that's fun.
You shoot the guns at them?
Yeah, turkey callers. You don't shoot guns. You call them turkey callers. And then...
You're about to make the noise.
I was. Please.
Your mouth started puckering.
I was ready. But the best food in the park, in my opinion, is in the Thanksgiving section. Because you can get, I mean,
that... Pilgrims made the best food.
Yeah, it's called the, I don't remember what it's called, some cafe.
Pilgrim Cafe.
Oh, it's not Pilgrim, but it made me think of that. But it's so good.
Pillage.
If we go there anytime soon, we have to eat there because it's so good.
Okay. It's probably about $40 a person, but...
It's like buffet style.
What?
It's not like you can keep going up to a cafeteria style, I guess. Like, they serve you the food that you want. Yeah. And they have really good dressing. Okay. Anyways. Holiday World is known for its 3 wooden roller coasters. The Raven, the Legend, and the Voyage. As well for Thunderbird, a BMN. I don't know what BMN is. And you can't click it. Launched Wing Coaster and the Howler. The Howler is like the little kid one.
So the wing coaster is like put you down at you're facing the ground?
You're out on wings, like you're hanging from something, you're like sitting on each side of these 2 wing things, that's why they call it the Thunderbird.
I thought you're like looking down at the ground, no. Like you're flying.
No.
Oh.
The safari themed water park includes the world's two longest water coasters, the Wildebeest and the Mammoth. Numerous family river rapid rides, water slides, 2 wave pools, a lazy river, 2 family tipping bucket water play attraction areas, plus dedicated children's slides and play areas.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It's huge, but I don't think it's very fun. I hate going to the water park
because there's crowded.
Always 15 billion people there. Yep. No matter how many new attractions they build to try to get rid of, like disperse some of the people to make it not as crowded, it's still not fun at all.
I think that is the good thing about Holiday World is if you are into rides, it is easier to ride them in the summer still.
Yeah.
Because of...
Everybody's in the water park.
Yeah. Even though the rides are like 30 seconds long, but...
And, I mean, it's understandable that people go to the water park because you buy a ticket and it's for both parks. You don't have to buy separate tickets. And then if you get 2-day tickets, it's cheaper for the second day if you get a 2-day ticket. So a lot of people will go one day and spend all day in the dry park and then they'll go over to the water park the next day or vice versa.
It's a good idea.
The history. Here's a picture of the train.
The history of the park.
Oh, it says the train doesn't operate anymore. It says to 2012, but we've been on it since 2012.
Maybe they just revamped it.
So I think maybe they mean they got a new train because it used to be the original train. So I think they mean they got a new train to put on the tracks.
Gotcha. Yep, they definitely still have the train. We went there like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Plans for what would become Santa Claus Land and later Holiday World were first conceived as a retirement project by Lewis J. Cook, a retired industrialist from Evansville, Indiana. In 1941, he visited the town of Santa Claus. A family man and father of 9 children, it bothered him that children traveled to the town only to be disappointed when they discovered Santa Claus was not there. In response, he developed the park idea where children could have fun and visit Santa year-round.
Ooh, kind of like Neverland.
Yeah.
In Michael Jackson's house.
Neverland Ranch? Yeah.
Where all the kids can come over and play.
Yeah. Although initial construction plans were delayed by World War II, construction began World War II.
God. This could have been built earlier than what it was built.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go to war.
Mm-hmm.
You
done?
No, I'm not done. I'm not done.
Santa Claus Land opened on August 3rd, 1946. At no cost, the park offered a Santa, a toy shop, toy displays, a restaurant, and themed children's rides, one of which was the Freedom Train. After overcoming doubts about the park's ability for success, Lewis Cook's son, William Cook Sr. took over as head of Santa Claus Land. In the following years, Bill Cook, which William Sr. was called Bill, Bill Cook continued to add to the park, including the first Jeep go-round ever manufactured, a new restaurant, and a deer farm, which was eventually home to 14 European white fallow deer. They used to have a petting zoo there.
Really?
Yeah, we have pictures of it at home, us at the petting zoo. They also had a really awesome wax museum.
But they're probably like... This is kind of boring.
I got really bummed out when they got rid of the Wax Museum. That was my favorite thing at Holiday World.
Who was in it?
I don't remember.
Santa Claus? Elves?
I don't remember who was in it, but it was my favorite thing to go look at. I know they had, I think they had the lady that made the flag. What was her name? I think they had her in there. I don't know, it was cool. I remember what it smelled like in there, too. It smelled like old, like an old library. I really liked it. I could still smell it.
Smelled like old library?
Yeah, kind of. I loved it. It was like a musky, old place smell.
Sounds terrible.
I loved it.
Smelled like an old shoe that has been pooped in.
No. Beginning in 1955, Santa Claus Land charged admission for the first time. Adults were charged 50 cents. While children continued to be free.
Okay. So 50 cents.
For adults.
And we were looking at tickets today and it was?
$39.99 for adult. No. I think it was $39 or $44.99 for adults.
So they're really ripping us off.
Like this weekend it was $32.99. No. $37.99 for adults and $29.99 for kids or something like that.
So, it's expensive. I wish Bill was still the owner because he looked out for the kids and the family. They was like, hey, come in free.
Yeah, 60 years ago, it was so much cheaper than it is now. Imagine that.
Free and 50 cents. And now, $40. Great deal.
Yep.
Not
at all. But at this time, they also had, like, a store and a ride and a restaurant.
Okay. So. They just need to put more stores.
Mm-hmm.
They need to start putting more advertisements up everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like TV does. Commercials. That's why we don't have to pay for CBS. Because of commercials.
Despite the new cost of admission, attendance continued to grow at the park. The Pleasureland ride section, which exists today as Rudolph's Reindeer
Pleasureland?
Can I hit you? Can you quit interrupting me?
Pleasureland ride?
Yes, this isn't pervert day of today where it's you can't name it that. That's why they don't call it that anymore. That's why they call it Rudolph's Reindeer Ranch.
Oh, I thought you were going to say lubricating love fest. So
and then early 1970s, additional children's rides, including Dasher's Seahorses, Comet's Rockets, Blitzen's Airplanes, and Prancer's Merry-Go-Round were added to the section. From 1959 to 1961, the first live entertainment, the Willie Bartley Water Ski Thrill Show, performed on Lake Rudolph each summer. A Santa Claus choir composed of local children also performed at the park in 1970 and 71. In 1960, Bill Cook married Patricia Pat Yellig, the daughter of Jim Yellig, the park's Santa Claus. Bill and Pat Cook would have five children, Will, Christy, Daniel, Philip, and Natalie.
Knocking out the kids.
Mm-hmm. I never met Bill, but Pat Cook is a sweetheart. You still see her there a lot. Well, you used to, I don't know. We haven't been for a couple years, so I don't know if she's still walking around like she used to be, but she's the sweetest lady in the world.
Aw, hey, Pat. Hey, Pat Cook.
So, if we get to go there anytime soon, then I'll point her out to you if I see her.
Okay. I'll just give her a pat on the back.
Okay. In 1976, Santa Claus Land shifted its focus along with its entrance, which was moved from State Road 162 to the present location, State Road 245. Some crazy stuff.
That does sound crazy.
The park began to focus on the entire family instead of just children. It added 9 new rides by 1984, 8 of which they hoped would appeal to older children and adults. The Eagle's Flight, Rough Riders, Roadhouse, Virginia Reel, Scarecrow Scrambler, Lewis and Clark Trail, Paul Revere's Midnight Ride, and the Thunder Bumpers, which they don't have a lot of those anymore, but Paul Revere's Midnight Ride is what I was just talking about at the beginning. We called it the Spider Ride.
Yeah. Thing that just spins and spins.
Yeah, you like go up and down and it looks like it's on spider legs.
Yep.
1984 to 1992, they realized theming possibilities beyond Christmas. Santa Claus Land soon saw the first major expansion in park history with the addition of Halloween section and a 4th of July section. With the inclusion of more than just Christmas, they changed the name formally to Holiday World. And the following years, this talks about my favorite ride that used to be there. Following years, Frightful Falls and Banshee were added to the Halloween section. The Banshee was my favorite. Like, you all... It was a huge, like, I don't know, just this huge thing that had rows of seats and everybody just sat in it. And then it went up and the air would go up and then it would just fall back down and then go up and fall back down and then go the other way.
So like the boat ride? Those big ships and stuff?
Yeah, it was like that. But I liked it better than the big ship thing. Like, I...
Sounds exactly the same.
It is, but it... It seemed...
You just start swinging back and forth.
Yeah, whenever I was younger, I guess maybe it seemed more exciting than, I don't know, but it broke down a lot, so they got rid of it. And then I think a lot of local people were mad they got rid of it, and that's why they added the ship thing. Raging Rapids was added to the 4th of July section, and Kringle's Cafe restaurant was built in the Christmas section. I hate working at Kringle's Cafe when I used to work there. It was the worst place to work.
Kringle's Cafe?
Yeah, it was so busy.
Did he have you, like, slaving away like he does the elves?
Yeah. Yeah, it was harsh. During that time period, Holiday World saw a change in leadership. Will Cook, the oldest of Bill Cook's children, took over as president. So this just keeps going through the Cooks. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That never switched out of the family.
No, they keep it all in the family. And Dan Cook became chairman of the board, and Dan is now one of the odors.
One of the owners. Gotta be one of the odors.
And then Will Cook, he passed away a few years ago, and so his wife, Lori, is now in charge. In addition to Splash and Safari in 1993, the addition of Splash and Safari in 1993 welcomed a new era for the theme park. Its first year of operation, Splash and Safari operated with the Congo River, Crocodile Isle, which I don't think they have anymore. The wooden roller coaster, the Raven, was added in 1995, and it gained park national attention. It was like the first big roller coaster they had.
The Raven.
It was named Ride of the Year and was voted as the world's second best wooden roller coaster. And now if you ride it, you're like, this is awful. It's so short. What
number
and puny.
One was at the time?
Oh. In 2000, the Raven was ranked as number one. It held the top spot for a total of 4 years. As of the 2011 awards, the Raven has remained ranked among the top 20 roller coasters in the world.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not very exciting. I went out for... It was the first roller coaster I ever went on. I went on it in 96, I think. 96, maybe 98. I was 8.
My first roller coaster was the Viper at Kentucky Kingdom.
I never rode that. I might have rode that. I don't know.
It closed down. It always broke down as well.
And then I probably didn't ride it then. But yeah, the Raven was my first one.
I love roller coasters.
In 2000, the park added a second roller coaster, which was the Legend, based on Washington Irving's The Legend of Sleeping Hollow. Sleepy Hollow, not Sleeping Hollow. I would like to be sleeping in a hollow right now. It reached its peak in 2002 when it was voted the fourth best wooden roller coaster in the world. It's still in the top 20 now.
See, it almost sucks when you have the second best roller coaster, so you're like creating this other one, and you're like, this is going to be amazing, and then it's the fourth best. It's like, well, that sucks, because it's not even better than the one we got. So why are people going to want to ride this?
Probably because there was finally a second roller coaster. I mean, whenever that one came out, you stood in line for hours to get on it. You would stand in line for like an hour and a half.
Roller coasters are so weird.
Yeah.
You literally hours for 20 seconds of enjoyment.
In 2000, the park became the world's first service offered to guests.
What was?
The service that they started offering in 2000, if you'd let me get to it. Oh. It was the first, they were the first place in the whole world, first theme park in the whole world to offer this service. Can you guess what it was?
Free soft drinks.
Yep. Free unlimited soft drinks.
That was a great idea.
It really was. For the next 5 years, the park's additions grew steadily. In 2002, the Zimbabwe, the world's largest enclosed water slide. 2003, they added the Zynga on top of the Legend Spiral's Drop, a pro slide tornado, and got rid of the Wax Museum and replaced it with the Liberty Launch.
And that thing looks really lame.
The Liberty Launch? Have you ever been on it?
No, but it's like real small.
Yeah, it's not super exciting. I don't really love it. The park
where they shoot you up in the air and you go back down. And they shoot you up in the air.
And you go back down.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. And it's, like I said, it's not very high either.
No.
Maybe like 30 feet.
Well, I'm sure it's higher than that, but...
10 feet?
I don't know how high it is exactly, but it's higher than that.
10 miles.
They had employees ride night, where they would shut the park down early, and then employees could ride rides and eat food for free. Which, one, was always really fun when I wasn't working, but that year I was scheduled to work. So mm-hmm. It kind of sucked because while everybody else was enjoying themselves, I was inside serving food to all of them. But they did let everybody that was working still like go out and ride the ride one whopping time. And they turned off all the lights for the voyage. And like the voyage is pretty fun anyway because it's got a lot of like those turns where you're like literally on your side.
Yeah.
But they turned off all the lights and stuff so you couldn't see where you're going anywhere on it. It was pitch black the whole time and it was pretty cool. They did the The addition of the Voyage gained the park national attention once again as the roller coaster claimed the record for most airtime of any wooden roller coaster at 24.2 seconds.
What do you mean airtime?
Let me just click it and tell you what airtime means. Airtime is the feeling of weightlessness or negative gravity force experienced on a roller coaster.
Really? So when you like come out of your seat and stuff?
Yeah. So it's 24.2 seconds on that one. It is also the second longest wooden roller coaster in the world behind the Beast at Kings Island. Its first operation, the Voyage, was awarded the title of Best New Ride and number two wooden roller coaster in the world. From 2007 to 2011, the Voyage was number one wooden roller coaster in the world. Ooh, Plymouth Rock Cafe. That's the place that you eat at, the Thanksgiving place. That's the best.
Yummy. I love me some good old good pilgrim cooking.
Splash and Safari broke another record in 2010 when the Wildebeest was open. It was the world's longest water coaster. I don't know if I've ever been on it.
Never heard of it.
I really don't know if I've ever been on it before. It was named Best New Water Park Ride in 2010, as well as Best Water Park Ride in 2010, 2011, and 2012. The park broke its own record just 2 years later when the Mammoth opened, and I don't know what the Mammoth is either, but we never go to the water park, so I don't... It's the world's longest water coaster. The park suffered a sudden loss in June 2010 when the president and CEO of Will Cook died while swimming at his home, which is like the saddest thing that you ever heard in the world. He was diabetic and he drowned.
Oh.
That is sad. Yeah. Coroner listed the official cause of death as drowning. Park and family officials believe his type 1 diabetes played a factor in the death. Soon after his death, his younger brother Dan was the new park's president. And he served that until 2012, shortly after which the board of directors announced Matt Eckert as the new president and CEO.
Ooh, so it's not a cook anymore.
Matt Eckert was previously one of the park's two general managers. Unlike past presidents and CEOs, he has no relation to the Cook family. But the Cooks still own the park.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so Will Cook's widow, Lori, holds the remaining 40%. They removed the only original remaining ride in 2013, the Freedom Train, citing maintenance concerns, and it was replaced by another train ride, which they call the Holidog Express now. Incidents at Holiday World. The Raven, I remember this. In May 31st, 2003, Tamar Fellner, a 32-year-old from New York City, New York, died after falling out of the Raven roller coaster. The victim was visiting the park to attend Stark Raven Mad 2003, an event hosting roller coaster enthusiasts from around the country. Approximately 8 p.m., the victim and her fiancé boarded the Raven in the last row of the train. Following a safety check of her lap bar and seatbelt by a ride operator, the train left the station. Multiple witnesses reported that they saw her virtually standing up during the ride's initial and subsequent drops. During the ride's 69-foot drop, also called the fifth drop, she was ejected from the car onto the tracks. When the train returned to the station, the victim's fiancé and ride operators and a passenger who was a doctor ran back along the tracks, at which point they found her lying under the structure of the roller coaster.
So her fiancé was still good?
Yeah, she unbuckled and stood up. I remember all these happening. May 27th, 2006, a 20-year-old male park employee from Birdseye died after being pinned under the lawnmower he was using. I think it was there that day.
How?
The man was a supervisor for the park's grounds department. The employee was working alone, mowing in an area with some inclines on the east side of the park when the incident occurred, though the park refused to speculate on exactly what might have happened. He was found by another employee who was then able to lift the lawnmower off the victim with the help of other employees. And he was pronounced dead later. I was working the day this happened. July 4th, 2007, at 11 a.m., a 29-year-old female from Fort Wayne, Indiana, died after collapsing near the edge of the wave, falling face down in 2 inches of water.
What?
Lifeguards immediately responded and pulled her out, then attempted to revive her from park medical personnel. An autopsy determined the cause of death to be congestive heart failure. I think she was on drugs. June 20th, 2009, a filter pump on the Bahari River malfunctioned, sending 24 guests and employees to the hospital. At 6:25 p.m., the pump, which was turned off at the time, was turned back on. The pump surged, forcing a stronger-than-usual concentration of liquid beach and hydrochloric acid into the water. 24 people, including park staff and medical personnel, complained of troubled breathing and nausea. They're given oxygen at the park before transported to Jasper Memorial Hospital for treatment. All were treated and released that evening. It was later determined that the interlock system failed.
But that's it.
That's it. That's all I got for Holiday World. There's still more to read, but I'm tired of talking to people. No offense to y'all, but my mouth gets really dry. It's like that dry where you feel like the spit's coming out of the corner of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you
review. Make sure you share with your friends. Make sure you like us on Facebook.
Leave a comment on a topic that you would like to hear.
Do everything.
Just do it all.
Just do it all.
Appreciate it.
That's all I'm doing.
Love you guys.
Peace out.
Bye.